Hello and welcome to another episode of Paranormal United States. This is episode 47 and this is Washington State.
Yep. And this is, I think this is a new one, considering we're coming to the end. I think this is something we've not covered.
Okay.
Kind of a little bit, but sort of, because we're going to go to what is Washington State's most haunted campground.
Oh.
So I don't think we've done a haunted campground.
No, I wasn't expecting you to say that.
I mean, campground probably is a little bit simplistic, but it is a campground called Fort Worden.
Okay.
Was originally designed as a military base to protect the Puget Sound from invasion.
Okay.
Fort Worden is now an iconic state park in the beautiful little city of Port Townsend. Inside the
Nice.
complex, you'll find restaurants, colleges, retreat housing, and dozens of campsites. Campers have their choice of 30 forested campsites, 50 beach campsites, and four primitive sites. But there's more to Fort Worden in Washington than meets the eye.
Okay, looking forward to this.
But as peaceful of a place as Fort Worden is to spend the night, it's also harboring a well-known secret. It's haunted.
Oh, wow.
In fact, it's considered one of the most haunted places in Washington. We love most haunted places.
No, we do.
There's a lot of them. So Fort Worden was established in 1889 as part of the Coastal Defense System. The original soldiers who were stationed there lived in tents on top of Artillery Hill, with the first existing buildings built from 1902 to 1904. By the time the construction was finished, Fort Worden was more like a small city than a base. So why would there be hauntings here? Perhaps because it goes to reason that the fort would have had a jail for the enlisted personnel who had issues with anger or alcohol and needed some time in the brig. It could be because after the base shut down in 1953, it was purchased in 1957 by the state and became a treatment facility for troubled youth until the 1970s. Maybe it's because of the on-site military cemetery. There are also rumors of soldiers taking their lives there. For more than 100 years, residents and visitors have reported strange sightings and unexplainable sounds within Fort Worden. Megan Claflin is a spokeswoman for the Public Development Authority that oversees various entities operating at the fort. Says that Building 298 was once used as a military hospital and morgue, and you can still see the old bloodletting table inside.
Nice.
That alone is creepy enough, but there have been frequent reports of a mysterious woman appearing in the second story window. Claflin says she's said to appear at the same time each night, around 10:30 p.m., with a light in the window. In 2016, Red Ball Paranormal Investigations launched a detailed examination into Fort Worden's prominent structures. I see it's like proper old, maybe a bit
Yeah.
military
Looks like a military bunker of,
camps, that stuff,
yeah.
yeah. They use specialized photography equipment, EMF sensors, EVP recorders, amongst others. And they captured numerous images of orbs and EVP recordings. Claflin says that one investigator felt the presence of a spirit that scared her so badly, she decided to never go inside the structure again. Her stories of strange happenings at Fort Worden are nearly endless. Hikers and campers report that on cloudy days, moans can be heard from the confines of the dark hallways of the barracks. At dusk, images of vibrating lights can be seen inside some of the buildings that don't have electricity inside. So that's pretty odd. The smell of burning coal, burning rubber, or hot sulfur has been noticed in the front area of the main house, just inside the front door. There's even been a photo of a spirit in purple clothing captured by a Seattle paranormal investigator. Many people who investigate claim they feel like they're being watched. The Fort Worden Guardhouse building now is the home of the Visitor Information and Gift Center. It's got a nice front porch and it's solidly built. Inside, walking in the front door, there's a room that was the guard station, which is now the information center and beginning of the gift shop. Walking into the next room, the gift shop continues on the left-hand side with a row of cells on the right-hand side of the room.
Okay.
Cells are pretty small and dark. Perhaps the perfect place to sober up someone who overindulged in alcohol. More cells are located in the basement of this building to hold more offenders. And apparently, a former guard is still going forth with his duties while fuming about his death. A sergeant on duty in the guardhouse, who was disguised and depressed, accidentally killed himself with his pistol. He was just handling it and it went off, killing him. His shadowy, fuming presence has been seen and felt. Seen and felt. Yeah, that's right, isn't it? His shadowy, fuming presence has been felt and seen many times inside and outside the guardhouse. Outside the guardhouse, he's manifested his apparition when invited to do so by investigating ghost researchers. So it's quite a lot going on in this definitely. big campsite.
Sounds big campsite. Like
a lot of military history.
Yeah, seems like quite a lot of trauma.
Yeah, and like I say, it's sort of been repurposed into like a bit of a tourist place and campsite for campers and hikers.
Building. Yeah,
and it's a big,
yeah,
big open place, and like I say, over 150 years old nearly.
If you can see the bloodletting table, wow,
that's cool.
That's never good. I've seen horror films, and that's never good.
Yeah, so that is episode 47, Washington.